Wisconsin has 496 confirmed cases of H1N1 or swine flu. Texas, which is five times bigger and borders Mexico, where the swine flu originated, has fewer cases, currently 294. But those numbers may not be exactly comparable because states are sampling differently. According to Seth Buffelli of the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, each state determines who they test for H1N1, and Wisconsin is currently conducting a lot of tests.
We're still very much in the tracking phase of this, so we are still requesting that local health departments and hospitals and clinics provide us samples of patients with influenza-like symptoms who have been in contact with other individuals who have been confirmed or have been traveling in some of these border states or Mexico.
Texas, however, recently shifted to what they call priority testing. Emily Palmer with the Texas Department of State Health Services says they're no longer testing people who come to clinics.
Here we're putting emphasis on hospitalized patients with flu-like symptoms, outpatients who have underlying chronic or medical conditions are at risk, those who are part of our ongoing surveillance systems, and the counties that have not seen H1N1.
Wisconsin's Buffelli says another factor that may skew the comparison of swine flu numbers is the speed in which tests are being confirmed. Buffelli says Wisconsin currently has four labs processing tests for the H1N1 flu and no backlog. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.